Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Rayleigh Hagel.
And will you verify your shipping address?
227 Jeanette Street, Grayling.
Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
Yeah,
your
I'm
account
not sure
has
what
already
that is.
Been canceled.
It has been canceled. Okay, so is the $60 charge going to be like taken out of, like back out of my account or put back in or what is?
Okay, so basically, let's see. Okay, so will you verify your email for me?
It's Rayleigh, R-A-I-L-E-E, Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 89 at hotmail.com.
Will you verify your phone number?
989-394-9878.
Okay, I do see here you have these meal. Okay, so the information that you verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that investigation.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay, yes, I will do that.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so you do want to go through it for all right?
I want to check with my family first, yes.
Okay, so as far as your account being canceled, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Nope.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, that's okay. I will just check with my family and then call you guys back. Is that what I need to do?
Yes, ma'am. You can just give us a call back at any time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.